I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR. Wildlife sources report the 2019 fishing regulations for West Virginia are now available. And coming up, we'll visit with the Assistant Chief of the DNR's Fisheries, Mark Scott, and have a discussion about what's new for this year. There are four basic changes in the 2019 West Virginia fishing regulations. Mark Scott is the Assistant Chief of Fisheries at DNR and tells us the first establishes restrictions on four well-known watersheds to protect native brook trout.
The first one was for brook trout streams, or native brook trout streams, and it was set up to establish catch-and-release trout fishing on the middle fork of Williams River and all the tributaries upstream of that. And Pea Creek, upstream of the Tea Creek Campground and all tributaries, Red Creek, upstream of County Route 45 Bridge and all tributaries, and last is Otter Creek and all its tributaries. So those are all smaller brook trout streams, and we do a lot of liming in those streams with the limestone sand. So we felt like, since we're spending a lot of federal money there, that we really can't keep them secret. And if we're going to publicize them, then we need to protect them.
Second change is also trout related, making Edwards Run a fly fishing only stream upstream of Edwards Pond at the Edwards Run Wildlife Management Area.
This is a stream that historically had a native brook trout population, but it was completely wiped out, but it was pretty low, and our guys have been trying to reestablish that population. So to protect it while they're reestablishing it, they wanted to do the fly fishing only regulation.
Staying in that part of the state, the new regs have a new restriction on a bass fishing at one popular impoundment.
Slot limit at Parker Hollow Lake in Hardy County for all black bass at smallmouth, spotted, and largemouth from 12 to 16 inches long. And the way that slot works is any fish and from 12 to 16 inches long must be returned to the water. You know, you can have standard daily crew limits outside of the slot. It's basically to allow your fish to get a little bit bigger, to allow harvest of the smaller ones, and to protect that breeding size.
And finally, a change to the restriction on bass fishing at one of the state's premier lakes.
This is an exclusion. Let me clarify this before I go into it. On Stonewall Jackson Lake only, it's an exclusion that was passed for bass tournaments, registered bass tournament anglers, because right now it has a one fish, 18-inch or longer restriction on the lake. This kind of limits what they can bring into the weigh-in, and because they are all catch and release and release fish, they're going to try an exclusion for registered bass tournament anglers.
The 2019 regulations are now available online and at sporting goods counters all across the state. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.